Feeding the Chickadees is a really fun poem, and it brings up a lot of fond memories from when I was younger, going out to watch birds, especially with my older sisters. Since I'm a really big fan of bird watching, I actually did my undergraduate thesis on migratory bird movement patterns and how they might be affected by climate change. But this poem is actually based off of a poem that my mom went upstairs into the attic one day, took down, and it was scribbled on a piece of paper. She had written it back in grade school and had received some accolades for it, and so she was really proud. And her poem was also called Feeding the Chickadees. And in that poem, she talked about the sensation of going with her younger sister, who she sometimes didn't see eye to eye with, and they used to walk to the end of this dirt path just down the road from where my grandparents lived, along the shores of South Bay, just south of Lake Memphremagog. And they used to go there in the winter, and they had this one patch of beech trees and white birch that the chickadees would come out and actually eat out of their hands. And that was a very fond memory from the way that she recounted it to me. And so I wrote this poem as kind of my own imagining of what it would have been like had I been just a fly on the wall, kind of watching this event unfold where my mom and my aunt were walking down this path to go share this moment of tranquility, and I guess bliss would be a good way to describe it, and connecting over these small birds coming and alighting on their hands to eat some seeds.